Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is a beautiful start for us this morning, but we're watching the chance of some storms today and weekend showers and storms. I'll talk about the timing on Futurecast coming up.
Today, the Durham community is remembering a little girl who was shot and killed this week, how they're honoring her life and what's next for the man accused of her murder.
The June jobs report is out this morning. Coming up, I'll tell you what experts are predicting.
We made it to Friday.
There was never a doubt.
There was never a doubt. We made it. And thank you for joining us on your Friday morning at 8 o'clock on Fox 50. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here as we get our Friday going on into the weekend. It's been a long week of heat. It is cumulative, that effect on us. Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're getting a little worn out of it.
Yeah, well, sorry, guys. We got more on the way for us today. And it's certainly, this is that time of the year where we really don't have any big break from the heat and humidity. The coolest temperature, relatively, that I have on the 7 day is next Tuesday, Monday or so. We're talking temperatures back in the 80s, but then it's just going to go right back up in the 90s. So we'll talk about that the next time we meet. But let's get us outside right now this morning. It is beautiful out there. North Hills, look at all that blue sky. But yes, those temperatures are going to continue to climb. We sit right about the upper 70s right now. Roxborough is a little bit cooler at 70, but not too bad here temperature-wise. We're going to watch temperatures go up, feeling probably like 100 to about 103 this afternoon. Notice that we're nice and dry. We don't really have any rain to cool us off, if you will, up until about 3 o'clock. And then into later this afternoon and into the evening as well, we could get some showers and storms coming through, similar to what we saw yesterday, where if you get under some of those localized areas, could be some pretty heavy rainfall, some lightning, thunder, things like that. Sunday, though, we are outlined in a level 2 out of 5 risk from the Storm Prediction Center, mainly Sunday afternoon into the evening. That's when we could see some strong storms. We'll go over this in detail here coming up in just a few minutes, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, Anthony, and we are watching a crash in Durham. This is on 885 southbound between Ellis Road and TW Alexander Drive. The DOT reported it had been cleared a few minutes ago, but now it looks like we have the shoulder block there. So it's contributing to some of these delays, but we're not seeing the huge backups we were seeing just a little while ago. Only now about a 12-minute overall delay on 885 southbound from I-40 or I-85 down to I-40, and a 7-minute delay on the northbound side. So we're still seeing some backups there, but we're not talking about the half-hour-long delays that we were tracking earlier. You still might consider using 55 as a good alternate route to get between downtown Durham and I-40. Another crash we're watching in Durham over on the northeast side of town at Cheek Road at Junction Road. Not seeing huge delays with that one right now, according to the latest sensor data. We also have been watching a crash in Raleigh on 440 eastbound right around Lake Boone Trail. Again, traffic seems to be flowing well, according to sensors. Maybe a little bit of congestion on the westbound side as you head down toward the Wade Avenue area. Elsewhere in Wake County, major routes are looking good.
All right. Thank you, Brian. The family of this 5-year-old little girl, Chloe Fennell, is honoring her today. The community rallying around them and calling for action after she was shot and killed earlier this week. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning from Durham. Kelsey, this is gut-wrenching. It is just a tough loss for everyone.
An absolutely devastating loss. And the Durham community is supporting this grieving family after they just lost 5-year-old Chloe Fennell in a shooting earlier this week. Her 15-year-old cousin, Destiny Sidbury, was also shot and seriously injured. There's going to be a balloon release here on North Guthrie Avenue in Durham to honor little Chloe's life. Here's video now from a prayer vigil that happened on yesterday in downtown Durham to honor Chloe. Chloe's friends and family say she was bright and cheerful and was just someone that could light up any room. This shooting brings the number of children shot this year in Durham to more than 20. We've learned Sidbury covered her little cousin's body when shots fired on Wednesday.
By the time the officers arrived, Chloe was down. Destiny was struggling, but her couple of words she said was, you know, we've been shot, and that she also said, tell Brittany I tried.
And Brittany is actually Chloe's mom. Now, the man accused of the shooting, Brian Lester, who you see right now on your screen, is due in court later today. He's facing several charges, including first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. And the balloon release is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Just a half an hour away from a new report that is expected to show the U.S. job market is still making progress. WRL's Michael Grace is giving us a closer look at what this new outlook could mean for our economy.
Yeah, well, good news on the way. In fact, experts are saying it's all but certain, and it's mainly due to the growth that was seen in the private sector in June. Now, ADP, they handle payroll for the private sector. They say this past month they added 500,000 jobs. Experts thought it would only be half that number. Now, all of this expected to put the unemployment rate at 3.6%. That's just a nudge lower than the previous month. The market as a whole is going to be paying close attention to this morning's report as it will help steer the Fed's next policy move. The report due out at 8:30 this morning. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The heartbroken mother of a Durham woman who died in a hit-and-run crash on I-40 says the family needs closure. She's telling her story only on WREL. Diamond Powell's family discovered her body in an embankment off I-40 in Orange County on Wednesday, a day after that hit-and-run. Law enforcement says Powell was walking away from an earlier crash when she was hit by a passing vehicle. Troopers are still trying to find that suspect. Powell's mother, Tracy Green, says they're living a nightmare.
Them zip my baby up after she laid on a hill. Nobody helped her.
Law enforcement believes a tractor trailer may have hit Powell based on pieces of the vehicle that were found nearby.
Police plan to canvass a New Bern neighborhood today, hoping to find any leads in the death of a one-year-old girl. Investigators say Nailoni Sheptak and her 22-year-old father were shot Tuesday night. Officers say the girl died yesterday. They're expecting to provide more information on this case today at 1 p.m. As of this morning, there haven't been any arrests. We're told the girl's father has been released from the hospital and is at home recovering.
Employees at public schools across the state are now legally entitled to paid parental leave, but the details are still being worked out. The Department of Public Instruction proposed new rules that are largely similar to ones already in place for other state employees. According to the Board of Education's attorney, a teacher must be with the school system for 12 straight months before they qualify for leave. The State Board of Education is set to vote on the rules in August.
Elon Musk is threatening to sue Meta over its new app that competes with Twitter. Musk's legal team sent a cease and desist order to stop using what he calls Twitter trade secrets in that new app called Threads. He alleges Meta hired former Twitter employees to develop the app. Meta says no one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee.
It's hard to say exactly how serious this is until it gets into the court, and we see what the actual accusations and the evidence to support this is.
Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg says more than 30 million people signed up for Threads in the first 24 hours.
The wildfire that's burned for weeks in eastern North Carolina is fully contained. Investigators still are not sure what caused the fire, but they believe people are to blame. The fire was first spotted back in April. It's burned over 32,000 acres in the Croatan National Forest. Surrounding areas like Greenville, Kinston, and Washington all saw code red and code orange air quality alerts as a result. The U.S. Forest Service reports spending $12 million for the effort.
More than $1 billion is on the line for the upcoming lottery drawings today and tomorrow. For the Mega Millions jackpot, it's at $427 million. That drawing is tonight on WRAL just before our 11 o'clock news. And the Powerball jackpot is even bigger, $590 million. That drawing is Saturday night, also on WRAL.
All right, I'll play. Healthcare costs are expensive, but a new plan released this morning aims to make it cheaper. Coming up, how much money you could be saving under the new plan.
Plus, new information about a massive cargo ship fire in New Jersey. Why officials say that firefighting equipment couldn't put out the flames.
And as we head into the weekend, make sure to keep lots of water handy. It is going to be hot with temperatures still in the 90s. We also are watching storm chances. I'll go over the timing and potential for that coming up after the break.
Welcome back on your Friday morning. Time now is 8:12. You were looking live at the DBAP. A couple clouds hanging over, but you can see the blue skies there. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. most of us seeing that sunshine. A couple clouds in the sky, Anthony, but later on we could see, much like we saw yesterday with the storms moving in this afternoon.
Yeah, very similar. Yesterday's forecast is going to be like today and then again tomorrow and again on Sunday. So we're taking that summertime forecast and basically repeating it just about every single day. Where we sit right now, though, it is beautiful out there. You see the sunshine. In fact, the crane looks like it's moving around there a little bit in the wind, but for the most part, it's pretty calm. We have just a few high-level clouds floating on through. Otherwise, no big issues for us this morning. We sit at 78 in Raleigh and Durham, nearly that 80-degree mark already early this morning. Roxborough is checking in at 70, 77 right now in Fayetteville. You combine that, though, with the humidity, and it will feel hotter today. We're going to see our actual air temperatures in the mid-90s. Feels like temperatures, though, probably about 100 to 103. So keep that in mind if you're headed out. The other thing we'll be watching here, so the first half of the day looks great. No issues as far as any rain is concerned. We go later on into the afternoon and evening. Again, very similar to what we saw yesterday, especially during the evening hours, I think, for us today. We will watch for that chance of some showers and storms. None of these are expected to be severe as far as a tornado risk, but of course, those summertime storms, you can kind of get the localized areas, heavy downpours, potential for some localized flash flooding. So we'll watch that as we go through today. There is Futurecast, though, into this afternoon and evening, 5 o'clock. Notice it's still fairly isolated in coverage at that point. I don't expect widespread storms for all of us today. 8 o'clock, a little bit better coverage, especially around the triangle and areas to the east. We lose the daytime heating even later on after about 11 o'clock or so. We should start to quiet things down. 95 for us today, though. They're going to have some energy to work with. 91 into tomorrow and 90 on Sunday. The best chances, though, as we're planning for the weekend, look to be on Sunday for some showers and storms. No day will be a complete drencher all day long where you wake up and think, oh man, my whole weekend's ruined. It's not going to be like that. I do think on Sunday, though, it looks like a bit of a better chance into the afternoon. We have that level 2 out of 5 risk from the Storm Prediction Center for really a large chunk of our part of the country. South Carolina down toward Georgia, Atlanta is included in that. Looks like the potential is there for some gusty winds would be the primary threat for us. We go through the morning hours on Sunday looking pretty quiet, even lunchtime. Not much to speak of at that point. So if you can steer those plans earlier on Sunday, those early church services looking great here to start off. Into the afternoon, 1, 2, 3 o'clock or so, it looks like we could have that line pushing through. That's our latest high resolution model. We should get another update here in just a few hours. So I'll bring that to you when we get it. We're at 91 on our Saturday, 90 on Sunday. It is a weather alert day due to that chance of some gusty winds and some hail. We'll watch that pretty closely. 85 on Monday, that's the relatively coolest temperature we have there on the map before we go right back up there, Brian, into the 90s.
All right, Anthony, it is now 8:15, and it looks like that crash on 885 southbound has cleared between the Ellis Road and T.W. Alexander Drive interchanges. Still seeing some pretty heavy delays, though, especially on that southbound side of 885. About a 12-minute delay overall. Most of that backup is between 147 down to just beyond Ellis Road. If you can pick it up from T.W. Alexander Drive, you'll be on the other side of all that. If you're trying to get from downtown Durham down to I-40, consider using 55 as an alternate route. Also, about a 4-minute delay showing up on the northbound side of 885 from I-40 up toward the T.W. Alexander Drive interchange. Just getting reports of a minor crash up on the northwest side of Raleigh at Glenwood Avenue at Briar Creek Parkway. Not seeing big delays there around the 540 interchange just yet. Also seeing some building delays on the Beltline between Wade Avenue and Lake Boone Trail. There's a report of a crash there on that eastbound side of 440 heading away from Wade up toward Lake Boone. And that's where we're seeing the heaviest delays right now. Just need to allow a little extra time through there. Around the rest of Wake County, we're in pretty good shape. Just got word that that disabled vehicle in Harnett County on 95 northbound, north of the 421 interchange in Dunn, clear just a couple of minutes ago. Traffic starting to flow a little more freely as you head from Dunn into Benson.
Thanks, Brian. President Joe Biden says he wants to put more money in Americans' pockets by lowering health insurance costs. The White House announced a new plan this morning. It includes cracking down on junk insurance, new rules against surprise medical billing, and new steps to protect people from unfair medical debt. Federal officials say nearly 19 million seniors will save $400 a year on prescription drugs when the administration's new plan goes in place.
New this morning, we're learning more about the deadly fire at a massive cargo ship in New Jersey. Officials say the hoses used to fight the flames were not big enough. That's according to the president of the Newark Fire Officers Union. The union says not enough water was getting to the fire. And we now know the name of the two firefighters who died fighting that fire in Newark. This is Augie Akabu and Wayne Brooks. They were both firefighters for the Newark Fire Department. Six other firefighters were injured in that fire. They suffered burns, heat exhaustion, and smoke inhalation.
Several fires burning in Arizona shut down more than 50 miles of highway there in both directions. Check out these aerials right now from the Globe. And that's the area where officials aren't sure when they can reopen it. The fire has burned at least 751 acres. It is 0% contained. Fortunately, no buildings are threatened by the fire. Officials say it was caused by humans.
Ocean Gate, the owner of that submersible that imploded during a voyage to the Titanic, has suspended all of its exploration and commercial operations. All five people on board the Titan submersible, including Ocean Gate CEO Stockton Rush, died in that implosion. The Titan made it nearly 2 hours into a planned dive to reach the remains of the Titanic. It eventually lost contact with its mothership on June 18th.
Officials in New York State are using drones to monitor beaches for sharks. The unpiloted program is helping lifeguards get a bird's eye view of the coast and to spot sharks that could become dangerous for swimmers. Officials from the Parks Department say this is a new issue at state beaches, but the drone program has been worth it.
We have been seeing through the last several years shark sightings, and the drones. Last year and the year before, we had bunker and bait fish in extraordinarily large numbers. Never have we seen them.
Yeah, drones spotted a group of 50 sharks off the New York coast recently.
Honda is recalling more than 124,000 vehicles because of a potential problem with their braking system. The vehicles have a loose piece that connects to the brakes that affect the operation of them. The models include some newer Honda Civics, Ridgelines, Passports, and Pilots. This also includes the 2020 Acura MDX. If this recall affects you, you'll get a letter in the mail. You can take your vehicle to any Honda dealership to fix it.
And this just into the WREL Live Center. I want you to take a look at your screen and the picture that you're seeing right now. This is 71-year-old Cecil Olive, just within the last 10 minutes, the Wake County Sheriff's Office issuing a silver alert for him. It's believed that he suffers from either dementia or Alzheimer's. He's about 6 feet tall, weighs about 160 pounds. He has graying hair, green eyes. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and black sweatpants or shorts. Now, Wake County Sheriff's Office saying that he was last seen possibly in the area of Evans Road or Goose Trail. This is in the Apex area. So if you know where he is, you've seen him around, you're encouraged to call the Wake County Sheriff's Office. Again, this is 71-year-old Cecil Olive, a silver alert issued for him. They're searching for him.
A new proposal on marijuana testing hopes to help U.S. military recruiting. U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz is proposing banning cannabis testing for military recruits and prospective officers. He wants to amend the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act. Gaetz says the ban would help ease a crisis of recruitment and retainment. A New York Times report found about a third more recruits tested positive for cannabis last year than in 2020.
The Cumberland County Health Department wants parents to prepare early for back to school. They're hosting a health clinic next week on Saturday, July 15th. You can stop by the Public Health Center in Fayetteville between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Vaccines will be available for all students K through 12. No appointment is necessary. A Chapel Hill coffee shop nestled in the trees just off Franklin Street is offering globally recognized coffee in a woodland setting. Cafe Dreyadi has been a destination for photographers and nature enthusiasts ever since it opened in the 1990s. And in recent years, it's become a popular place for Instagram posts and TikTok videos. Cafe Dreyadi backs up to the Bolin Creek Trail, and it's a short walk from the trail to the coffee shop or vice versa. You might even see a chipmunk, deer, or even an owl.
It really speaks to how gentle and wonderful our customers are with nature, that all of the animals are so friendly. They will come right up to your feet and walk around the table of little chipmunks and squirrels. It's awesome. It's my favorite part about working here.
It's like real life Snow White. I love it. You can see the colorful drinks on the menu by searching for this story on WREL.com.
Here's an inspiring story out of Colorado. A Denver skateboarder who is blind has nearly reached the top of a nationwide contest. John Barron has been skating for more than 25 years. He advanced to the quarterfinals of Tony Hawk's Skate Park Hero contest. The grand prize is $10,000 and a skate session with Hawk.
I was born with a rod cone dystrophy. What that means is that I have less rods and cones in my eyes than everybody else was born with. Light perception, color perception, those things are really jacked up. You may be standing less than 10 feet away from me, but it's hard for me to recognize facial features.
The competition raises money to build skate parks in underserved communities.
Time now, 8:23. A new method to commit gun-related crimes is spiking in the Triangle. What ghost guns are and why it's hard for police to track them.
And a community rallying around the family of a 5-year-old girl who was killed in a shooting. The vigil planned for Chloe Fennell and the next steps for the man accused of killing her.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. In for another really hot day with the potential for some storms later on. Anthony Baglione has your forecast.
Yeah, most of us, Michelle, are going to see those feels-like temperatures this afternoon, approaching triple digits, if not just a couple degrees over. Where we sit right now, though, we're in the upper 70s across most of the Triangle and most of our viewing area. Not too bad out there right now, but certainly it does feel humid, and we'll watch that chance for a few afternoon and evening showers and storms. 95 for the actual air temperature at about 4 o'clock, but again, it will feel hotter than that. Storm chances really don't come in until we head into later this afternoon into this evening. So that'll be a time to have the umbrella, but certainly not a bad forecast for us today, Brian.
Anthony, we're still tracking some lingering delays in both directions of 885 in Durham, all because of an earlier crash between Ellis Road and TW Alexander Drive. You can see that the northbound and southbound sides still are pretty badly backed up. Latest update from the sensors indicating about a 9 or 10 minute delay on either side. You might consider using 55 as a good alternate route between 147 in downtown Durham and I-40 in South Durham. Tracking a few other crashes this morning around Wake County, one on Glenwood Avenue at Briar Creek Park, another on 440 between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue. We are seeing a little bit of a delay on the westbound side.
All right, Brian, thank you. Tributes continue today for a young girl gunned down in Durham. The Durham community is preparing to hold a balloon release today for 5-year-old Chloe Fennell. She was shot and killed earlier this week. Her cousin, 15-year-old Destiny Sidbury, was also shot and seriously injured. Coming up next on Fox 50, we'll break down the new jobs report that's due out any minute. And up next on Today, how to make your dollar travel further this summer.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is quiet for us right now, but we're tracking the potential this afternoon for some showers and storms and into the weekend. We'll show you the timing coming up.
Today, the Durham community is remembering a little girl who was shot and killed this week, how they're honoring her life, and what's next for the man accused of her murder.
Also ahead, the June jobs report due out any minute now. We're waiting for it, and we'll have it for you here in the WRAL Live Center and what these new numbers could mean for the economy moving forward. Jeff and Michelle?
Very interesting. Yeah. After 10 rate increases in a row, taking a pause, now we might be back to another raise in that increase. Well, we'll get to all that in just minutes. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, before we get to all those numbers, we got to talk about the weather outside because it's another nice day. You start off nice and sunny and then it gets a little iffy.
I mean, the numbers we're talking about, triple digit feels like heat. Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
Yeah, it's like you said, the days where we start off looks nice. You head outside, think, okay, it's going to be a pretty nice day. And then we hit the afternoon. It's like, oh, I need some air conditioning. And that's exactly what we're going to see for us today. If you are headed out and about, the pool, things like that should be okay up until, let's say, 2 to 3 o'clock when we start to get some showers and storms pushing their way in. Where we sit right now, though, it's beautiful. Look at our North Hills camera. Tons of sunshine. It's a nice, calm start here here this Friday morning. Temperatures at this point are relatively not bad. They're relatively comfortable. We're sitting at 78 there in Durham and Raleigh, 77 there in Clinton and Fayetteville. Good morning to you. Feels like temperatures, though, as we go through today, because of the humidity in the atmosphere, probably going to be a little bit over triple digits, mainly after about lunchtime or so. Actual air temperatures, though, 95 at 4 o'clock. So any of those late afternoon plans, pack lots of water, the sunscreen, the sunglasses. It's the same deal we've been having here the past couple of days. You'll be glad you have it. There are the storm chances, though, after about 2 to 3 o'clock. We're not expecting severe weather for us today, but that's just that regular old summertime pattern that I certainly would have that umbrella just in case here into this evening. We'll talk about, though, our weekend storm chances and some strong storms potentially here coming up in a few minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. Family and friends in Durham are preparing for a balloon release to honor this little girl. Chloe Fennell was shot and killed earlier this week. The man accused of killing her is expected in court today. WRL's Kelsey Coffey reports.
The Durham community is supporting a grieving family after they lost 5-year-old Chloe Fennell this week in a shooting. And her 15-year-old cousin, Destiny Sidbury, was also shot and seriously injured. Tonight, there will be a balloon release here on North Guthrie Avenue in Durham to honor little Chloe's life. This is video of a prayer vigil yesterday in downtown Durham. We've learned Sidbury covered her little cousin's body when shots fired on Wednesday. When police arrived, she told them, "Tell Brittany, Chloe's mom, I tried." Chloe's friends and family say she was a bright and cheerful child who could brighten up any room. This shooting brings the number of children shot this year in Durham to more than 20.
And a bullet has no name on it. That could have been my child. It could have been your child.
The man accused of the shooting, Brian Lester, is due in court later today. He's facing multiple charges, including first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. The balloon release is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Durham.
The fall election season gets started today as candidates can begin filing to be on the ballot for municipal elections. The filing period gets started at noon today. Candidates can file until July 21st at noon. Most counties will have primary elections on October 10th and the general election on November 7th. Remember, when you go to vote this fall, you will need to bring a photo ID.
Free vaccines may be at risk for North Carolina children. The CDC is telling states it'll cut federal funding for the program. It provides vaccines at no cost to children who may not otherwise get vaccinated. The CDC says cuts are necessary because of the recent debt ceiling deal. Other cuts will affect states' efforts to reduce sexually transmitted infections, which are rising.
A heads up, parents, new science standards for North Carolina's K-12 students will push for more hands-on learning. The State Board of Education approved its first update to the state's science standards since 2009. The main change is to rephrase the standards to encourage more interactive lessons. It's part of the state's effort to emphasize scientific and engineering practices and everyday learning. Schools will start implementing the new standards this year with full implementation during the 2024-25 school year.
Some North Carolina businesses are calling for a study to see if competition for control of the electric grid would lower your electric bill. They sent lawmakers a letter last week calling on them to look into a wholesale market that would allow other power generators to deliver electricity through Duke Energy's grid. A bill currently in the legislature would fund a $500,000 study. A similar study in South Carolina was conducted and it predicted savings as high as $362 million a year.
Criminals are turning to a new method to commit crimes and making it harder for police to find them. They're going online to buy, quote, ghost guns, which have few protections to prevent convicted felons or even children from buying them. Manufacturers say they are for gun enthusiasts, but police say the use of ghost guns for crimes is increasing dramatically. WRAL Investigates found Durham police saw no ghost guns as recently as 2019. Last year, they saw 71. 12 states and Washington, D.C. have passed laws regulating ghost guns. North Carolina is not among them.
The man who killed 23 people in a shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart is expected to hear his sentence today. Prosecutors are recommending consecutive life sentences for Patrick Crucius on each of the 90 federal charges he faces. And that includes hate crime offenses. He pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal. Dozens of loved ones of the victims of the 2019 shooting have addressed Crucius during his sentencing hearing, which started Wednesday. He's also facing state charges for the shooting, and he could get the death penalty if found guilty of capital murder.
New this morning, the death toll in a Russian missile attack on a Ukrainian residential building is growing. Search crews found the body of a woman in the rubble in Lviv this morning. That brings the death toll from the attack to 10, with dozens more hurt. The strike came far from the front lines of the war. The city's mayor says bomb shelters in Lviv will now be open, quote, all the time.
New developments out of Washington, D.C. this morning regarding the cocaine that was found inside the White House. The Secret Service says it plans to wrap up its investigation by next week. As of last night, investigators had not yet received the results of the DNA fingerprint analysis. They're already reviewing visitor logs. The bag of cocaine was found in the West Wing inside a cubby. It was an area where staff-led tours take place. Those cubbies can be used by visitors or staff.
That's going to be another hot one today. And Wake County is opening its cooling stations for people to escape the heat and humidity. Anyone can stop by the county's public library locations today through Sunday during normal hours. Other locations will also act as cooling shelters today. They include Wake County Health and Human Services and the Eastern, Northern, and Southern Regional Centers. Doors open at 8:30 this morning and they close at 5:15.
And breaking here in the WREL Live Center, that highly anticipated June jobs report just out. And take a look at the headlines courtesy of CNBC. The month of June, the U.S. added 209,000 jobs, but this is actually lower than what analysts were expecting. Analysts were saying that maybe the jobs would be around 240,000 in June, but it came in lower than expected. The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.6%. Down from 3.7%. A reminder, this is a key metric that the Federal Reserve looks at in terms of whether or not they might raise interest rates during their next meeting. We'll see what this will do to the markets when they open at about 9:30. And of course, we'll have those numbers for you in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
All right, Ken, thank you. Well, it's almost the weekend, and if you're looking for something fun to do with the family, we have you covered. From a movie night to a famous comedian at the DPAC, we'll have your best bets for the weekend.
Plus, the investigation is still underway for the Carowinds ride with the broken beam. What we have learned about recent inspections at the park and what's next for that ride.
And we'll leave you a live look at the DBAP this morning. Anthony Baglione will show us the weekend outlook and when we can expect those storms.
.842 is the time right now as we give you this live look from our WRL LiveCam network. Blue skies over Goldsboro right now. Yeah, good morning, Goldsboro. Not the usual shot we get from right there, but Goldsboro nonetheless. Love that you're aboard with us here. And everybody's in the heat zone, certainly. Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at that outlook for the rest of the day, including some storms.
Yeah, I'm thinking the air conditioning is going to be feeling very good here the next couple of days. We do have some shower and storm chances here heading into the weekend that I want to talk about. We're at 95 today. That feels like temperature is still right about 100, 103 or so, so it's going to be hot. Notice, though, as we head into Saturday and Sunday, no day is a complete washout at this point. We're at about a 40% chance tomorrow. Sunday, though, into the late afternoon and evening, we could see more of a line coming through that could have some stronger storms with it, and I'll talk about that here in just a second. There is where we sit right now, though. Nice and quiet out there. We have a low-pressure system just offshore. We're kind of in between systems, if you will. That cold front that's back to the west, that will get here as we head into early next week. But for the most part, pretty calm at this point. There's where we're headed, though, today. We're going to see rain chances start to go up as we head, let's say, after about 3 to 4 o'clock. We'll watch scattered showers and storms, very similar to what we saw yesterday, where we start off pretty quiet, we get the daytime heating, they take advantage of that, and then they fizzle out into the evening once the sun goes down. There is, as we head through the morning hours, looking great. We'll see tons of sunshine, a few clouds, looking phenomenal here this morning. It'll still be humid, though, but as far as where we could be, not too bad. There's 5 o'clock this afternoon. I'll pause this Futurecast model. Notice not everyone is seeing the rainfall. It's fairly sporadic coverage, some isolated pockets of heavier rain. But as we go through through the evening hours, there's 8 o'clock. I think that coverage could fill in a little bit more, and we'll just call it scattered. So any of those evening plans, you may have a passing quick shower up until even about 11 o'clock or so. But I'm not anticipating any big issues, certainly no severe weather for us today and for us tomorrow. But we do have a level 2 risk on Sunday, level 2 out of 5. This includes the entire state of North Carolina, all of South Carolina, and the potential is there for some gusty winds and maybe some small hail. So we'll have to watch that. At this point, does not look like a big tornado threat. We're not outlined in that risk as of now, but I'll let you know as we go through the weekend if that changes. Here is Futurecast, though, bumping ahead just a little bit on Sunday. We should start off kind of like what we're seeing this morning, relatively quiet. Some sunshine peeking through, looking pretty good even along the coast. Just a few pockets of isolated showers by that point. Through the day, though, this Futurecast model goes out to about 2 o'clock, and it's one of our higher resolution models, so it does a pretty good job of showing that. This line there could potentially try and push through, let's say, 1, 2 o'clock or so across most of the triangle, and then continue its track as we head further south in our viewing area and toward the coast. This is a little bit of a longer range one. It's not quite as higher resolution, but it goes out further. There's 5 o'clock, some scattered showers and storms by that point, and then they all still continue to work through by about 8 or 9 o'clock. Not a huge severe threat for us at this point, but the ingredients are definitely there. We have the heat, we have the humidity, so we'll be tracking that all weekend. Again, looks like gusty winds probably our primary threat. On the whole, though, not looking at a bad forecast this weekend. 91 tomorrow. We're at 90 on Sunday. It is that weather alert day because of the chance of some strong to severe storms. The coolest day there on our 7-day forecast is 85 on Monday. And then we go right back up, guys, as we head into next week in the low 90s.
All right, the fireworks may be over, but this weekend still a lot of things to do. It's packed with fun events. WREL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with us this morning with Out and About's best bets for the weekend. Kathy, let's start with First Friday in downtown Raleigh. Love First Friday.
Yeah, I love First Friday. So head to Moore Square tonight for their monthly market and movie night. There's going to be food trucks, vendors, games, live music, and starting at 7:30, there's going to be a free screening of the movie Men in Black.
Oh boy, throwing it back. I love that. And then on Saturday, there is a superhero event in Raleigh. Tell us about the Geek and Grub Market.
So you got to get ready. You got to wear your superhero outfits. This monthly market is going to be held at Fred Fletcher Park from 6 to 10 p.m. There's going to be a superhero meet and greets, games, comic book themed competitions, local vendors, and admission is free.
Ah, I love that so much. And then a popular comedian, in case you want to do something inside, taking the stage in Durham for 2 nights.
And tickets are going fast for this. Okay, so Emmy Award winner John Oliver is going to be playing 2 shows at Durham Performing Arts Center. He's there Saturday and Sunday. This is only one of 8 U.S. cities on his tour.
Wow.
So it's a big thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very good. And to find out more about these events, just go to WREL.com and search Out and About. Kathy, thank you.
State inspection reports obtained by WREL show there have been no violations on any rides at Carowinds for the past 4 years. That includes the Fury 325 roller coaster that is now closed because of a support beam that broke. Carowinds says the support column with the break will be replaced with a new column next week. The State Labor Department investigation is still happening, so they can't comment on it. Carowinds plans to do significant testing and have a third party test the ride before it's open again for the public. That date hasn't been set.
North Carolina now has a new voting system for upcoming elections. It comes from Election Systems and Software, or ES&S. The State Board unanimously approved the move yesterday. The system has more memory than the system it's replacing, but it will work the same. It's not connected to the internet and produces a paper ballot for every voter, even those who have to use a touchscreen because of physical limitations. Democrats and Republicans on the board spoke highly of it. Here's Republican Stacey Eggers.
I have great confidence in our election process because we do have 100% paper ballots, and the equipment that we're being asked to review and certify has been tested by both the Federal Election Administration, by our staff, and also by a private laboratory.
And the new voting machines will be available to counties that need to upgrade older machines. Each county can decide for itself whether to buy the new system.
The first medicine proven to slow the course of Alzheimer's is now fully approved. Yesterday, the FDA granted full approval to the drug Leqembi. Now the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have to change how it covers the drug, meaning it will broaden access for up to about 1 million people with early onset Alzheimer's. Without insurance, it costs more than $26,000 a year.
The tourist who was caught carving his name into the Coliseum has reportedly apologized. His lawyer says he sent an apology letter to the local prosecutor's office. In the letter, the tourist claimed not to know how old the 2,000-year-old building was. He wrote, "Only after what regrettably happened, I learned the antiquity of the monument." The prosecutor's office has not confirmed the receipt of that letter. The tourist hopes for a plea bargain in the charges.
Turns to entertainment news now. A scary movie, an R-rated comedy, a music documentary, all part of this week's new releases. Here's Ashley Dvorkin.
Are you ready?
Horror movie fans can return to a favorite frightening franchise with Insidious: The Red Door opening in theaters this week. Series star Patrick Wilson makes his directorial debut with the film. The supernatural scares this time follow Josh Lambert dropping off his son at college with demons of his past returning to haunt them.
I love a grand adventure.
The R-rated comedy Joyride is on screens nationwide. Ashley Park stars as Audrey, who enlists her friend to help find her birth mother in China, and hilarity ensues in their outrageous journey of bonding and self-discovery.
Things happen that we cannot explain.
In theaters and video on demand, Mark Duplass and Sterling K. Brown play lifelong best friends and the last two men on Earth in Biosphere, learning to adapt and evolve to save humanity.
This was going to be a huge trend of the future.
In limited release is The YouTube Effect by director Alex Winter, exploring how the video platform grew to become what it is today.
Oh, I get to meet your parents finally.
On streaming, Netflix adds The Outlaws. The Meet the Family comedy features Adam Devine and Nina Dobrev as an engaged couple, and Pierce Brosnan and Ellen Barkin as the bank-robbing future in-laws. Netflix also has the Wham! Documentary about the iconic duo, the late George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley, from teenage school friends to global superstars.
It was just absolutely magical.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
A woman who grew up in Rocky Mount is reunited with her class ring after she lost it nearly 60 years ago. Virginia Robbins graduated from Benvenue High School in 1955. Her family says that she was wearing her class ring while doing yard work one day in the 60s and she lost it. Last week, a metal detecting club found the ring buried in Rocky Mount Park. They found the initials on it and put out a message on Facebook, which was seen by the owner's family. Virginia Robbins is 86 years old. She lives in Greensboro, but her sister is still in Rocky Mount. She was able to meet the man who found it and says her sister is overjoyed.
I couldn't wait to call her. She was so excited and still is, because she didn't have a ring yet.
But she'll pass it over. The owner's sister says she hopes to get the ring to her as soon as next week. My goodness, 60 years.
That is a neat find, yes, for certain. Basketball legend Kobe Bryant is gracing the cover of NBA 2K24. The late Hall of Famer and Los Angeles Laker will be featured on the Kobe Bryant edition and the Black Mamba edition of the video game. It's Kobe's fourth time being on the cover of NBA 2K.
While you were sleeping, Taylor Swift's fans weren't. The Eras Tour is not slowing Taylor Swift from releasing new content. At midnight, she released Speak Now, Taylor's version, her latest re-recorded album. It includes 22 tracks with 6 never-before-heard songs from the vault. New songs include features with Fall Out Boy and Hayley Williams. And Swifties, of course, they're so quick to pick up on everything, right? They noticed a change in lyrics from the song Better Than Revenge. It takes out a diss that doesn't really align with Taylor's adult feminist views. So, very cool. All right.
All grown up, right?
Yes.
Back in a moment.